Well, good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon.
Today is October 29th, 2021, and we're here on Ponce in Atlanta. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here today with James. Thank you very much for taking time to talk, James. I'm looking forward to hearing your story and to learning from you. My first question for you is a really big one, namely, James, please tell the story of your life from the time you were a small child up to the present day.
Well, when I was a child, I had three different parents raising me, from a birth parent that had me to a stepmother in the family and to a foster care mother. So it was a hard relationship by me being small, coming up to through classes I was going through, slow learning, ABE, you know, learning how to read, learning how to spell, and because my daddy was this, he was, you know, he was working, you know, but my mother, you know, he would just come home, and I had to be so young, watching him come in after work, and he just go nuts on me and her both, like, wow, like, what we did, I don't know what I do, I'm standing there as a baby, just crying, don't know what to do, you know, so I had a rough life coming up through, you know, being a birth child through things. So I've been in institution a couple times here and there, you know. I didn't go to juvenile, thank God, but when I got old enough, they got me as a minor, you can say, into when I was going, as I was into a minor, I can say, as me learning from my parents and my father, see. And they had a ways of how they want to do me and her both, right? And I got two other brothers by the same mother and father. And the other stepmother was just there because she was just want to, you know, just babysit me, whether, you know. So I can't really say her mother, but I had a foster mother also, you know. She took me when I was 7 years old, you know. And after 7 years old, you know, after that, I kind of moved up to learning. And I learned where struggle came from. So I could feel the pain from inside struggle, you know, from being loved and cared and hurt and, you know, and being in a foster home, you basically, like what we're going through now, we in elementary Atlanta. A lot of things are going to happen here in Atlanta. A lot of things they done build up, they tear down and new them. So we moving forward to, well, okay, you know, the money they got, like he was saying, they got things building up, tearing down to where you can get help if you want help. Now, if you think you're still behind slow and you can't learn how to move forward, as like you were saying, forgiving them for what you done in 1901, and it's 21. That before Michael Jordan and Larry Bird were playing, and Dominique Wilkins. So, you know, it basically what you learn from your parents until when you get to your age, having kids. And, you know, I started having my first child when I was 16. But actually 15, the mother was 16, and I really became, well, I still was a child then, but then when I got really to age of 18 through 24, it was like a struggle. And I was going in and out of jail, and who cares? I hear, you know, do what I can. And people say they scared of this, scared of me of this, because I was producer as a child. And, you know, it took me, you know, time out of time to go get locked down, just to understand, like, this real life. You know, you need to wake up. Like, here, let me throw some water in, a splash of water or something in your face, or drink some coffee or something. Now, you woke now. What do we can help you with to move you forward now? That's in the past, you know. So you got, you know, you got two different relationship. So, you know, your mother loved you, and she, even though she stood down to, you know, and your daddy moved forward. He left out after he raised me up to 7. Matter of fact, he left and, you know, went to jail himself, and he went through, you know, alcohol problems, this and that, but at the same time he had, well, he can move forward with another woman and not wasting time even with the first mother or the other girlfriend he was dating with at the same time. He had two women at the same time and he had moved on to another county, to another state. After I got old enough, I didn't know who he was. After that, I heard how he was living and what condition he was living in. So, I was still going through, like I was saying, through phases, So now it's done changed out here. So it's really not, things not as fast as it is because Corona, housing, clothing, money, and things like that. We have to come down to our level and understand each other before we move up to a step on the ladder to go higher where we need to be. If you was up higher, step down to and meet that person like you are now. Like, okay, James, my name's James. Your name might be James. So at the same time, James, we honor you into any role in this situation now. So, it's a big thinking of, to the point that, housing and shelter and group homes and stuff like that I don't live in, see? And I took a chance, give myself a try. Like how we talking now, like, okay, I can help you, if you honest to me to see what the problem, your need, why you out here this long living like this, is everything we does with alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, it's a bruiser to us in the inside, and it hurt the ones that raise us and leave us behind, and we can't catch up to the point when we do, we're moving too fast for ourselves. So we just had to take step by step, day at a day, day at a day, hour at hour. So therefore, things happen for a reason to open your eyes up. If you can't see, maybe you can hear, and things will be better in the generation of time and living if you chose to move forward. But if you chose not to, you're still going to be behind. See, a lot of people been homeless for 35, 40 years before they even thought about it, even asked for help. And they couldn't survive no more. Like he was saying earlier, I was listening to him after you were sitting here with the first guy and this guy really who just came in, like he really excited, like, thank you, like, he really explained the hard time of living in a big city like this, you want to say, and, burning down, tearing down, and the environment and stuff. So you really asked for help, like, okay, thank you to help me tonight get out of the weather and let me get somewhere to sleep after rain and cold, stuff like that will help you better until you get off, and that's what happened in life. And sometimes it be the mental and not even the mental problem. It might be the things you done been through that caused you think before you act, or you might be went through some struggle that you might not want to go any further unless they really ask you what's really wrong with you, and that's happened to a lot of brothers, even football players, basketball players, and they got Oprah, they got this, they got, different people that help. So, myself, the program I went to the first time, he owned a whole acre of land. He didn't build away much. He will take you now and there and print you ID, whatever, this same day, and take you into his program, and only thing you gotta do is accept him for what he do, how he does on his property. That's it. Easy going, you had to finish it. Once you get there, you just can't walk out and say, oh, okay. Like you ain't living in a motel or somewhere and say, okay, yeah, okay, I'm tired of living in a motel and So it does work if you really work, We got AA, NANA, recovery, got rehabs, that you really want help recover for yourself. You think you're on this, or you think you're just in the street trying to, you know, just stay out here and thank Eugene to live on the street with us, you know, the way you living. And you know, you just give, really saying giving up. I want to really won't just move on, but everybody up like, you know, okay, cool. But you can't, you know, so okay, cool. You come back to a reality and you think like, hey, let's get him man a meal. He haven't ate in about 3-4 days. Oh, he done had the same clothes on 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, he ain't took no bath in 3 or 4 weeks. So they get to looking here and there, and like you say, they run y'all, cops run y'all. They get a call, or, okay, so such right here. We don't want to do nothing for you, or we think we, whatever, and that don't be the reason. It's just what you done in your past. See, your past is your past, and your future is the future. You still, you know, say what you went to prison for, and just say this, you know, what happened, and it didn't, and it did, okay, maybe it can help you get your income, disability, or either get you a program where we can set you down and get everything really for you and get yourself situated to get in the program. Because I've been out here really this time, it's really over 3-4 months. Well, I'm gonna say over 2-3 months. So I've been out like 6 months now. And, you know, I started, I got my social security card now. And hopefully Tuesday, and you know, and thing up with tonight, it, you know, 2 days ago, you know, it was pretty. All of a sudden, it just, things ain't there, like, you know, store closing at a certain time, and people ain't there, 1-2 people working, and everybody just, you know, so this kind of ain't normal for me, you know. I just remember a little kind of, and, you know, if I'm living in a big county or city or whatever, and it's small, I know that's time for me to just like, wait a minute, let me feel my forehead or my temperature. Let me put a rag on my or something, man. I'm serious. It really scares to some people, and it really all happening and stuff. So, you know, you want, like, I'm asking, like, you know, I need to get on the streets, and I can't keep laying and standing up and, you know, getting wet, getting sleeping on the ground, and sleeping here and that really y'all don't supposed to be there. So, you know, you know, people tell you you can't be there, and they can lock you up, or they threaten you to do this and that. So that's harmful to inside for me. And people might hear that like, well, what are you doing? So, you know, you really, you know, want to move forward. Like, okay, lady, fine, let me go. Since I came in today, so how am I glad I knocked on your door to get this help. So, you know.
James, of all of the things that you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of that people been uplifting me. Well, I'm proud that I can really salute them, like, thank you, 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 thank you. You know what I mean? So, you know. I really basically say, today is where you can get help if you want help. You can get into a placement, you can go to a shelters and program, and you got problems on, you know, I, you know, different things, looking people can get you all the way through what you need. The guy had me lay for you. You really want to get off the streets? This guy got him a job. I couldn't believe it. Like, actually got a job, Saturday, getting paid, just going to work, and homeless. So I know if he can do it, I can do it too. That's how I look at it. I look at the next brother that done been in the same situation, been in the filler, been in the hay, been in the van or tariff or whatever, or been in the health camps or whatnot, and deal with their substance, same the brew, you know. So, you know, being honest, it just, we can keep up the work, and, you know, it's more interesting living and not just giving up in life, and some people just want to just harm themselves and not thinking, or either they want to do drugs, overdose, or not thinking, or whatever. So you have to just put one and one together and two together. It's going to add up every time. 1 and 1 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 4.
James, through your life so far, you've gained a lot of wisdom. You've gained a lot of hard-fought wisdom from experiences in your life so far. If you were invited to share your wisdom with school kids in your community, giving the kids guidance to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives, what would you tell them? So you're invited by a school. They want you, who've seen a lot of things in life, to share wisdom with the kids, to guide them. What would you tell them?
Stay in school. That'd be the first thing. Stay in school and don't drop out.
James, in what ways would you say that your life is going well these days? Please talk a little bit about how life is good for you in the present time.
Well, I can't say good right now because I mean just being 3 years homeless, total with 6.5 or 5.5 months and going into 3 weeks of that being homeless, with no IDs, nowhere to live, no food and money to survive, it's harmful, it hurtful, and not joyful. You know, joyful around holidays time. And I'm not happy the way I'm going through the process, you know, totally, you know. So it's a big pressure, it's a big thought, it's a big thinking, and it's a lot more that we can put into it and not just say, I'm taking out this basket and I'm gonna give it to someone just gonna tear my car up today. If I give you my car key, will you bring my car back today? Stuff, things like that, you know. So, same way with kids, like you said, like we were going back, like, no, I can't see no kids just don't have no parent and just say, well, I wanna have another child, a kid, and I can't, you know. It hurt me every day with the heart I have changed from the time I have been experienced, like you were just saying, you know. And it's a big thinking, a big step, a small step into a medium to a large step. See what I'm saying? Back to where the large step, really, like a large fry. You're not gonna get nothing small. You know you eat more than a half a meal. Or one slice a piece. Seriously, being real. You eat more than that.
James, tell me, please, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
To be well to the point that I don't have no worry. My bill be paid. I don't have to worry about my car note or my rent or how I'm getting my grocery, I'm gonna get my clothes, things like that.
What are some of the personal strengths that you have that you draw on as you pursue your hopes and dreams? What are some of your personal strengths, James?
My personal strengths is, well, I work out a lot. And, you know, I come say, if I can't lift weights, I get down and do push-ups. I can't with my knees and feet bad now, so I really can't do nothing too much, you know. So I'm really just, you know, get in my little corner room or something, and I push up and, you know, eat kind of healthy, watch what I eat and, you know, watch what I drink, watch what, you know, what I'm around, you know. So mostly, you know, not too much sweet, not too much unliquid food and, you know, things like that, you know, for health-wise, you know. So, you know, I used to work long years ago, but I haven't worked over, like, total, probably about, since. Maybe around 2004, 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. And everything else had been, you know, step by step here. That's why I had to change my life And people still to the day test me to the point to where they think that I still got that blocking from, you know, that and this side is like this, or wanna be like this, or can be, or gonna be like this, and it's like wavy, like a boat in a sink, you know. So it's a lot of pain and suffering when you ain't got nothing going, but, and I got a lot of things going, because I have family that I look up to for once. They been on their feet, they been wanna, you know, move forward, and they wanna see they, you know, they little brother, the big brother do the same thing, you know, and trying to don't put pressure on them, and, you know, and just be happy. Not, you know, if you ain't happy, you can make yourself inside happy. You know, you don't have to show happiness. It's going to show itself, you know. It's going to show itself. So, you know, I done been there and done that. And hopefully, like, you know, I'm through the present here. And we talking, and hoping for things to be where I need to be.
James, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that you see standing between you and realizing your hopes and dreams? What holds you back?
People in society look at how you react to their asset, the way they dress, the way they walk, they hold me back, and their language.
James, what could be done to overcome those challenges and obstacles so you can realize your hopes and dreams? You were talking about the way people look. The way they talk. How can those challenges...
And the way they dress.
And the way they dress. How can those challenges be overcome so that you can realize your hopes and dreams?
And my hopes and dreams?
Yeah.
By, you know, not taking really from them in that area, we can always keep things going and not tearing down and move forward like he was just, the guy was just saying, Joseph, become, you know, $1 million won't last over 15, 16 years with you living with the background history or you living the way we're doing. Too late. So $2 million with that can make you move up to a higher decision rank. Well, you ain't got to worry about this this big tree, old tree blowing in there, you know what I mean? You can just keep going, like energize, but you know, you can't keep, you know, but it's as you go at the end drive, you dare to move forward, not backwards, you know. So it's like two highway lane. You got one way coming down, you got one way going down, you got one coming back down. So they're basically, you know, still the same thing, one going, one coming.
James, I'd like now to turn to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like you to tell me about the homeless community. How would you describe the community? Who are the people who make up your community?
People that help me and community, what help to community?
I'm thinking more, could you please tell me about the people who are part of the homeless community, the people who are homeless?
That are homeless?
Yes, please.
Them the ones that done been through the war, like, you know, prison, like, long terms. They say them the ones, like, as I'm speaking to you now, which I know, you know, about me looking at you, meeting you, you type of guy can put me where I need to be at. See what I'm saying? Or you can help me get to a better decision place. You know what I mean? And most of that come from being wise and wisdom, that what you got from me early. So you put one and one together, it's going to add up two every time. Every time. So, you know.
James, when you think of other homeless people you know, How would you describe their hopes and dreams?
We try to help each other out. If I got something, they got it. We're not trying to tear each other down. We helping each other. You help me, I help you. We don't try to look down on each other. Even though he smell like this, or he digging in the trash can, or he looking in the dumpster, or he laying here. So we don't judge him by that. Maybe he ain't never had nobody to help him or her. So you have to look at the outside and the inside and to judge, well, you know, what's really happened. You know, some people been on medication so long to where they mind frame is not like the average doctor or judge can read you. So they look at it two different ways here. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying earlier, that's what I'm saying. So
James, in the homeless community, what are some of the strengths that people draw on as they realize their hopes and dreams? What are some of the strengths of people in the homeless community, people who are homeless?
Yes, they come from either the money or either the accepting Bruce from being, you know, well, you been loved and breathed to a point to where you can breathe without a mask on too. You can take your mask off, and sometimes you can put it on, and then you understand the surgeon or what carry on to it. So now you can look at it like this. You can look at some of the people out here, they've been out here since their great-grandmama or great-granddaddy been here, and they done left them everything. So that's the difference between homeless and shelter. So, you know, that's what I was saying earlier, like, if you understand what I'm trying to put together, like, yeah, you're okay.
James, for the homeless community, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that make it harder for people to realize their hopes and dreams? What holds people back in the homeless community?
What holds people back in the homeless community is saving the Bruce and being mistreated, for one. Not even caring anymore. What's the next one? Not eating enough dietitian. No protein. So, them main three I just gave you, them some good ones.
When, let me take a look at those three, please, James. So you mentioned substance use, mistreatment, and not eating enough. Tell me.
Exactly.
What needs to be done so that those...
And not drinking enough H2O or either vitamin C and D. Guarantee. Must have.
So, James, you just spoke about three big challenges and obstacles for homeless people. Mm-hmm. Substance abuse, being mistreated, and nutrition.
True.
From your perspective, what needs to be done to overcome those challenges and obstacles?
Going back to adults or kids in school, or just being homeless from generation. That type of can be A, B, C, or either D there. And, you know, it can be 1, 2, 3. So, it's a certain bruise that we go through. Called it's it really to serve eat away a love with a heart. So they gonna carry you either further than if you care about how you live in the, if you see a person out here laying out here with a 211 can of beer and a cigarette in their mouth after you leave or whatever, get your video, however you do whatever, and not only that, just say, well, you go to the bar and say, oh, I saw him at the bar at the game. He looked good sitting in the stand with it, you know, with the old lady girlfriend, you know, wife with kids and whatever. And they look, and you know, you see him and they're playing football. So, you know, it really to the point to where, you know, we at age grown and we adults, and it's time really, I guess, just own up and just be who we are, I guess, you know.
James, I have two more questions for you, please. Two imagination questions. First of all, imagine, James, that you're a powerful leader, a decision maker who can really make things happen. Sure. How would you, as a powerful leader, how would you change the system to help people who are homeless to realize their hopes and dreams? So imagine you're a powerful leader and you can change the system. What would you do?
You say homeless is right.
Yeah. What would you do to help the homeless if you were a powerful leader?
If I was a powerful leader, I would mostly put the people out off the street that I know that done been through pain and suffering, a bruise. Them the ones I look at before I look at the one that got million dollars. You know what I mean? Like, you were too, like, he been out here 6 years and 26 days. So you like, he not want to move in no house? No Section 8 or no kind of placement, and that people could have been waiting 2 years before you and you still here? Thing like that'll come back to you to where you will harm yourself and inside to where you can't take nothing too much inside, so you have to let it out sooner or later. So we really can't hide anything, you know. We just have to be honest and faithful with what we've been through. Once we do that, people hear that, even kids, and you know, they didn't even know better. Like, I'm not gonna get in the truck and they got four people here I don't know nothing about, so they gonna get ready to jump back, or they got a head out the window or something. You know, it just ain't like 35 years ago.
James, my last question for you, please. Imagine you had $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you could spend it to help
the homeless
to realize their hopes and dreams. How would you spend that $1 million?
I would get one. You see this building here? But they're saying they're trying to do this. I would get one building like this and get people into it. And I work the way it goes. I wouldn't have this and that going on. I just, well, you know, put rules and regulations just like how you ask me questions, you know. If I had $1 million, I got a dream of having $1 million. That's it. Really, I got a dream of having $1 million. Yeah, what I would do, or I would put something like, I wouldn't buy no car wash, nothing like that. I really put stuff like this condo like here in front. I would be something big like that, like where you can do, people can earn their money, wait on their check every month, go out and do what they do and still have a placement and let whatever deal with whatever, you know what I mean? And I'll try to find another kind of somewhere. Like, you know. So, that's about all I can say.